Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and yes, we're live from Publix at Town at Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon on site with us, Dylan behind the glass back at the station. I want to say a major thanks to Jacob this morning. He's out here with Publix at Town Brookhaven. The address, by the way, if you want to stop by, is 104 Town Boulevard. He brought pastries out. Everyone's getting some snacks right now. Bo has his little orange juice. It's very adorable.
That's right.
Mike and I are waiting on our black coffee.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know what I mean? It's like working with a 5-year-old.
What?
No, wait. Don't hate on Bo because he's drinking orange juice this morning. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, Dylan, back down, man. With a fork and a knife,
you know what?
And he's got his OJ.
You know what's funny, Dylan, is I'm being selectively harassed because you know who else just ate a chocolate pastry with me and is also drinking orange juice?
Who's that?
Gordon.
He doesn't have the ability to defend himself.
He
so
has
I'm not
a microphone right there. He can pull it down and turn his mic up.
You know
and
the
that's
deal.
My dude right there. So y'all know better. But I'm just saying, like, they coming at me, Dylan, because I'm not afraid to enjoy myself. I don't got to be like, oh, yeah, I need a black iced coffee because I like coffee and I like it chilled like me. No, yeah. Man, give me my orange juice and my chocolate pastry.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Let the man likes what he likes. There's nothing
that's
wrong.
Right. I ain't
there's nothing wrong with
me.
That. I would do the same thing as Bo too, because I don't drink coffee anymore either. So I'm fully with Bo. Y'all ease up on my guy. Ease up.
Dude, it is insane how much Bo sounded like me and how I ordered my coffee with Jake. It was like, oh, I need my black coffee.
That's crazy, right?
Actually, I was doing more Mike that time than you.
Is that what it was? But, yeah, that's exactly what I sounded like too, because all
right.
I literally said was, actually make that too.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the Falcons and their red zone scheme, maybe some fixes that they need to make. But last night was Thursday night football. A Chargers QB, Justin Herbert, threw for 227 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 37-10 win over the Vikings.
Did Jesse Ladd McConkey last night? An absolute Jesse. An absolute Jesse. I mean, the way he was getting – I don't know. I love that guy because he just looks like – when he smiles after he just made a play on you, he's like, yeah, I know I look like I should not be doing this, but I'm just breaking y'all off right now. And the Chargers obviously got a lot of things rolling. They did get Joe Alt back last week at left tackle, so that was, you know, a big thing in the direction to get that offensive line healthy. But, you know, Justin Herbert's a dog, and Carson Wentz is not. And we saw that play out on the field last night.
Justin Herbert threw a pick six really to start the game. I mean, that was unbelievable, and then it gets called back because the ball did touch the ground slightly. And, I mean, again, that's a play I think the DB's got to make. But I'm not as big of a Justin Herbert guy as a lot of people. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I do love Ladd McConkey, though. Ladd McConkey is like, how did that guy get to the middle of the second round? Like, how did he fall? I mean, he outperformed. He was their leading receiver last year. I'm still waiting on Johnston to make a play for the Chargers, and so is my fantasy team. But that's neither here nor there. But McConkey is unbelievable. Chargers, though, they've been – I was reading it somewhere, Mike. They've been one of the worst red zone teams. And Allie talked about – we're going to talk about our red zone. The Chargers going in that game have been one of the worst teams in the league, too.
Yeah.
They've not been very good. And if you go back a couple weeks ago, that's a game that they ended up beating the Dolphins, but the Dolphins almost got them. And yep. So I'm not still sure, though, exactly what that team is. And Carson, I don't know how it could get worse with J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings with what Carson Wentz and them are doing. I know Wentz is banged up, but the Vikings just are – they need offense so bad because they're not terrible on defense at
real,
all.
Real quick, and not to put you on the spot, you know, I'm genuinely curious, 20 seconds or less, what's your hang-up with Justin Herbert? Why are you hesitant to back him? I think he's a good player.
I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a top tier. And he gets mentioned in an not the Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen tier, but he's mentioned in that second tier. And there's nothing – I'm not sure really where he elevates that team. I think that team is good all the way around. And I don't really see his play elevate them to great. And to me, I think that would put him in an upper echelon quarterback. It just hasn't panned out. I don't think he's won a playoff game yet, to my knowledge. He did not look good in the one playoff game that the Harbaugh era. He hasn't done anything to separate himself from a mid tier.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. I disagree slightly with some of it, but I understand where you're going with it.
Well, and looking ahead to Sunday, today is a Falcons Friday. Falcons will take on the Dolphins this weekend at the Benz. Of course, kickoff is at 1:00. As far as this matchup, you know, we're 3-3. Dolphins are 1-6. Obviously, both teams are looking to win after losses last week. And things we've heard going into this game is that we need to fix the red zone. However, I want to play this audio from Raheem Morris. He was talking to the press the other day about the red zone scheme.
I think the red zone comes down to not getting negative plays. It comes down to making sure you can stay on track. And it comes down to execution of our game plan. And we'll do those things. We'll stay with that consistent flow. You can't have penalties down there. You can't have negative plays. And you got to find a way to keep it moving and get in the end zone. And when we've done it well, we've done it really well. You know, and that's what I'm really, really excited about. But, you know, obviously that's always something you can have an uptick. That's always something you can look at. It's always something you can lean on to go out there and get better. And that's what we look to do.
Well, first off, there have been way too many penalties in the red area. But also, I feel like every time we get down there, we try to run the football, and it's a negative run play. And it starts out immediately. We start out behind the eight ball. And I don't know where, Mike, this is where I'm going to lean on you, because I don't know where you really go to fix. Like, is Penix more hesitant there? In the red area, like, is that part of it? Is the negative plays the number one reason? Is there something scheme-wise and play-calling-wise that we're not tricking people down there? I know that it gets harder. There's no doubt when the field shrinks, it gets that much harder. Our defense is playing us a certain way down there. There's a lot of things to think about. The first and foremost thing, I think you know, though, negative plays, whether it's a negative play on first down, a no gain on first down, or a penalty, those have to be cleaned up. You have to win on first down in the red area because you're immediately now chasing your tail.
Yeah, I don't think there's one thing to point to. You know, we kind of broke down earlier in the week that I think that you have to include, and I've said this all year, I think you have to include Michael Penix at least once a game in the run game in the red area. It just, you have to do it. When you're running a wide zone, that's just part of the offense. I think you need to get him on the perimeter more. Designed perimeter throws in the red area. I also think that we lack players. I know everybody talks about the wingspan of Drake London, Kyle Pitts, guys like that. But to me, red area players are the guys who can operate and change direction in short windows.
We have one.
His name is Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I wish that, and I know that he does a lot and has a lot more recently with the whole Ray Ray thing, but if he played wide receiver, I would feel a little bit different. It's the whole conversation of being able to run these, you know, whip routes where, you know, you're faking inside and you're going out, being able to run some of the, you know, routes towards the pylon, things like that. We just don't do any of that. You know what I mean? We don't have any of those routes where it's a short. Now, I will say, and I talked about this at the time, the play action where you get Pitts out into the flat a few weeks ago, that's exactly what we should be doing. We should be running those types of plays where you get him out in the flat and, you know, hit him downfield. But, you know, so much of our offense is built on vertical layers, right? The comebacks, the Drake London finding a gap in the zone underneath, that when you do shrink the field and all of a sudden those safeties are a lot quicker to pull the trigger, then, yeah, I think it does lead to Michael Penix of being a little bit more hesitant, you know, right there in the red zone. So it's there's so many different angles to this conversation, you know, that I think that we just need to utilize a little bit more when it comes to these situations. Stay on track. Don't get to a third and two where we have to operate in such a short window and we're not built to do things like that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is it just me, or have we not ran a bootleg since the Kyle Pitts touchdown? And that wasn't even a true bootleg.
Yeah, dude, I have a lot of problems with our play-action passes. Okay. There's absolutely nothing. Like, we don't even sell the play-action passes we run because they don't look like anything we do. Like, Michael Penix, when we run the little half boot where he just stays in the pocket and kind of does a 360 and turns back around, he's just – sticking the ball out just a little bit, not selling it. There's no, like, head fake that comes along with it. It's just a little arm action, and then he's turning back around, and he's looking back downfield. There's nothing bringing the linebackers up. There's nothing layering the defense. And, you know, the running backs in those situations are not attacking the football. And so it's just like, what's the point? Why would I do that? Because all I'm doing is taking Michael Penix's eyes off the coverage.
We have not seen – if you have, then please tell me the exact play, because I haven't seen it. I have not seen Jamal Agnew take one offensive snap. The problem with that is what I'm about to say is twofold. A, if he suddenly shows up on the field in the red area, you know, you might know. But I think Jamal Agnew could fit the mold of what we're talking about. Change direction, make you miss in a phone booth. That literally is what – that's the first – move you make on a punt return is normally trying to make a guy miss and right in front of your face. Exactly the whole thing you're talking about. is it – maybe there's an opportunity to get him involved there. I wouldn't mind that. You know,
well, let me throw that back at you real quick because, you know, when you and I were doing the pregame show, I thought you made a couple of good points, although I disagreed with you in real time, that when Ray-Ray was inactive last week, I was like, hey, can Jamal Agnew not do some of these things? And you brought up the whole return game where it's not like you want to put your returner in harm's way and vice versa, that they might want to keep Jamal Agnew healthy.
I did. You're absolutely right. I did. I remember the exact moment. I remember saying it. But you've scored 10 points. In two of the games you've lost, you've scored a total of 10 points.
Right.
And not all of that's been red area problems, but some of it has. I just think that at some point I'm gonna have to sacrifice.
I agree.
And I would sacrifice if I trust someone else on this team. Hear me out, because people are gonna get irritated. If there's anybody else on this team that I trust at least fair catch a punt, then I'm gonna find a way to use Jamal Agnew, because we have to. So we're going to be healthy, and this is where I'm at now after last week. Just because you're not scoring in these areas and it's not getting any better, so I guess we'll be healthy in February, right? And we're all sitting on the beach.
Cancun on three.
And look, Darnell Mooney, I think, can do a little bit of that, what we're talking about. I really do, because he's a very good yak guy. He's still getting healthy. So remember last year, Kirk loved him in the red area at times. And it was more of the outside red area, like right around the 25 to 15. So not quite, you know. That's when Darnell got some stuff. So, and it's kind of obvious, Allie, if you line up Bijan at receiver. Not obvious, but when you line him up at receiver, there is attention being paid to him. But that's – I'll give Zach credit with the creativity, the screen pass in the red zone. He did exactly what Mike's talking about last week. Makes the first guy miss. Foot on the accelerator, runs through a tackle into the end zone. So,
it's clear there are just so many angles to Sunday's game. We're going to get back into this. We're also going to have Dave Archer on at 8:20 today. I want to remind you that tomorrow from noon until 2, you can join me at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee as we get ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's that 50-inch 4K smart TV with a ton of other prizes. Someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is tomorrow noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee. Coming up, an SEC referee has been suspended. And we've got my Mac drop. Going to have some fun with another round of Back in the Day. That's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.